This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
Forget about dictionaries and grammar books. You don't have the time for that. You want shortcuts to quick, fluent and natural-sounding English. This week we're looking at the language of meetings. Now, we have a lot of meetings with colleagues, with clients. In fact, you might think we have too many meetings. But don't worry, today we'll provide you with some language for running a meeting and also some expressions that you can use when you're taking part in one. You might want to have a pen and paper ready to write down the expressions that you hear. Now, as usual, I'm joined in the studio by business English expert David Evans. David, meetings can be difficult, especially in a foreign language. What's your advice?
I think it depends on the type of meeting, really. Sometimes it's okay just to sit and listen to the boss giving you an update on various things. I think there are other times when the person is having the meeting so that they can get some input or feedback from the other team members. But whatever type of meeting it is, it's obviously always useful to have some key phrases at the ready. That way, you don't talk for too long, you don't struggle to find the word, and obviously you can put your point across clearly without offending anybody.
And let's have a listen now for some of those key phrases. We're starting with a meeting at the employment agency, Office Angels. Sarah is having a meeting with her colleague, Alex.
Right then, Alex, let's get down to business. On the agenda today for our public relations meeting are the research project, the launch of the website, the timeline for press releases, and the Executory of the Year Award. Are you quite happy with those points?
Yeah, that's fine. If to go through them in order, that'd be great.
Now have a listen to the beginning of another meeting. You'll notice that the language is quite similar.
OK, everybody, thanks for coming. Let's keep this meeting fairly brief. Really just a couple of things on the agenda. First of all, as you can see, the news on the book relaunch, and secondly, the office move, and finally we'll have a little bit of time for any other business.
That expression, thanks for coming, that's a really nice, friendly start to the meeting.
Yes, I think both of them started very well, actually. We heard the expression, let's get down to business, which is a very clear way for the chairperson to say, OK, stop chatting and start working. In the second meeting, we heard the phrase, let's keep this meeting fairly brief. In other words, let's make sure this is a nice, efficient, short meeting.
That will be a relief to everyone there, I imagine.
I think it probably would be. And both people in the meeting used the phrase on the agenda as well. So clearly focusing everyone's attention on the list of points which are up for discussion.
OK, so we've dealt with the start of a meeting. What about when the meeting's underway and you don't understand or you want to check something, so you have to interrupt? Let's go back to our two meetings and find out what expressions they use.
First of all, the book relaunch. I just want to remind everybody that we will be relaunching the Fairy Tales range with new modern covers, and that this is going to happen at the beginning of next month. It's important that we get this right, and there's been quite a few...
Actually, Sean, can I just ask you, sorry to hold the meeting up, can I ask you about those days? Because I thought that this was going to be published the month after next, and I understand that everybody's got their dates, but I do feel quite strongly that we're bringing this out too soon.
Well, any other thoughts before I comment on that?
I don't think we've got any choice at all about it. If the radio programmes are going out at the beginning of next month, we've got to launch the book at the same time if we're going to have any sales impact.
The next matter under discussion is the press release timeline. I think the next press release to go out is the Sound of Silence in Meetings. Can you give me an update on that?
Yeah, we sent that out the end of last week and selling it in today. It's embargo till tomorrow. I've had a couple of inquiries already from the radio.
Sorry to interrupt, but did you say it had gone out today?
Yes.
Right, yeah. OK.
And we've had a couple of inquiries, as I've said, so hopefully that'll take off tomorrow.
David, we've just heard some different ways of interrupting there. Can you pick out the expressions for us?
Yes, I think in the first meeting, the person used the phrase, Actually, could I just ask you, sorry to hold the meeting up? And then in the second meeting, we heard the expression, sorry to interrupt, but... Now, it's worth noting here that both people apologise when they interrupted. And that, of course, is the proper thing to do. It's not polite to interrupt without apologising. So you always need to say, sorry to interrupt, sorry to hold the meeting up. It's also interesting that the chairperson in the first meeting, after the interruption, said, any other thoughts? Now, I think he does this because if someone has interrupted, it could be a signal that there's some confusion or perhaps that there's some disagreement in the rest of the meeting. And so it's a good idea in those cases to say, any other thoughts or how does everyone else feel? Just so that these issues can be discussed.
And while we're on the subject of disagreement, let's look at how you could express your feelings, whether they're positive ones or negative ones, actually in the meeting. Listen out for the language used in this next example.
The office move. As you know, the plans have been up by the main exit for a week now. I just wanted to see what kind of feedback you've got.
Yeah, Sean, I'm sorry, but I really strongly disagree with the new floor plan. I think it's divisive to separate the secretaries and assistants out from the editors and managers. I'd be much happier if we could be located in teams.
Actually, I think Sean's right. I've been chatting to some of the secretaries and they're quite keen to all be sitting in the same area. And speaking as an editor, I think I'd like to be with other editors so that we can bounce ideas off each other and things. So I think Sean's floor plan is right.
Fairly typical meeting there with people agreeing and disagreeing. David, can you pick out some of the phrases that they used?
First of all, we had a disagreement, and it was quite a forceful disagreement, actually. The person used the expression, I really strongly disagree. If you wanted to make it a little softer, a little more polite, if you like, you could say something like, I'm afraid I don't agree. That's a little less confrontational. Next, we heard another person agreeing. I think she said, no, I think Sean is right. Now, if you were being asked whether you agreed or disagreed with a decision or something like that, you could also just simply say, I quite agree. That's a nice, short way of expressing it.
And there were one or two extra bits of language that we heard there. There was one individual who used the phrase, speaking as an editor. Now, why did she use that phrase?
I think because she wanted to make it clear that her opinion was coming from her perspective, doing the job of an editor. Now, you can use this to indicate any kind of perspective. You can say speaking as a newcomer, speaking as someone in the online team, speaking as someone with many years' experience. Any of these kind of expressions are very valid.
Speaking as a co-presenter, we're actually moving on now to our final extract. This time, the language used is to actually bring the meeting to a close. Listen out for it. It's really important. How do you end that meeting?
OK, any other business?
Yes, I would like to say something. An illustrator came in last week and I think she's very good and it would be wise to put her on our books.
Okay.
I would like to be able to show her drawings in her portfolio in the next couple of days. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds great. Yeah, look forward to seeing those. All right, I think that's probably about it. But anybody got anything else that they desperately want to raise before we wrap up?
No, nothing.
OK, we'll be having another meeting, but there are a couple of conflicts in the diary, so I think the best thing is if I email the date of the next meeting.
That classic phrase, any other business, that's always used in the final stages of a meeting. Now, actually, on the agenda, you'd see that written down as just AOB.
Yes, that's right. And really, AOB is simply an opportunity for people in the meeting to raise any issues or any points which they feel haven't been covered in the meeting so far. After that, we heard the chairperson then say, right, I think that's probably about it. It's time to wrap up. And those are the kinds of expressions that are used very often to signal this is the end of the meeting.
We've had a lot of language today. First of all, David, could you recap some of those key phrases that are used when chairing a meeting?
We had a very good phrase to begin a meeting, which was thanks for coming. Then a phrase to signal the start of a meeting. Right, let's get started. We also heard about the list of points which the meeting will cover, and we heard that things were on the agenda. We had a phrase to invite people to put forward their opinions. How does everyone else feel? And then at the end of the meeting, to ask people if there are any other issues that they would like to discuss before the meeting ends, we had that phrase, any other business.
And what about the phrases we heard for actually taking part in a meeting?
There was that phrase, when you want to interrupt. Sorry, can I just interrupt? If you agree, you could say something like, I quite agree. And if you don't agree, I'm afraid I don't agree.
Thanks, David. And just to say that David Evans will be joining me next time for more business language to go.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.